Is it the site or is it the analytics? Debugging Google Analytics.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
It's the Conversion Scientist Podcast. I'm Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. This article appeared on Marketing Land on May 27th, 2014. Marketers should be reading Marketing Land, www.marketingland.com. As I've said in previous columns, marketers can no longer rely on their communication skills alone to get the job done. They must become scientists of a sort, skilled at measuring and reporting on their digital properties. The tools are here to learn much about our visitors, but to paraphrase a famous quote, with great power comes great potential to screw up. The only thing more heartbreaking than a poor converting website is a high converting website with broken analytics. Are you getting the credit you deserve? Is a bad analytics setup hiding your true performance? Well, I think you're ready, and I never want to underestimate a marketer. So here are the basic tools needed to debug your Google Analytics setup. First of all, I'll start with the tools of the trade. That starts with your Chrome browser. It's understandable that Google would be partial to their own browser. Two of the key tools we'll use only run in Chrome. The first of these is Tag Assistant by Google. This is an extension for Chrome. You'll find this extension in the Chrome Web Store. The Tag Assistant extension is great for locating issues with your website. The extension provides great detail and links to help documents that explain any problems you may be having. Even if your webmaster or IT department does all of your setup, this is your first line of defense against improper implementation. Be sure to use the Tag Manager extension on the key pages of your site, not just on the home page. Check your cart, check your landing pages, your thank you pages, and any other pages key to your conversion funnel. The next tool is the Google Analytics Debugger. You'll find the Google Analytics Debugger extension in the Chrome Store as well. The Analytics Debugger works in tangent with another feature of Chrome, the JavaScript console. Don't fret about this feature. You'll soon appreciate the information that it reveals to you. When installed, the Google Analytics Debugger icon appears in your Chrome toolbar. By clicking this, you turn on the debugger, and the icon will change to reflect that. Your browser will be refreshed as a special debug version of the Google Analytics libraries is loaded. Other than the change in the icon, you should notice nothing until you open the JavaScript console. The JavaScript console is built into the Chrome browser. Its primary job, for our purposes, is to display messages from the web pages loaded into the browser. You can invoke it by typing Ctrl-Shift-J on a Windows machine and Alt-Command-J on a Mac. Or you can choose Tools, JavaScript Console from the Chrome menu. If your Google Analytics debugger is on, the gibberish that is going to fill the screen could only be appreciated by a developer's mother. I don't know what 80% of this stuff means, and you won't have to either. There are two primary kinds of information your site will send to Google Analytics. One, page views, and two, events. When a page view is sent to the Google Analytics servers, you'll see track page view appear in the JavaScript console. Likewise, when an event is sent, you'll see the words track event. Scroll through the debug detritus until you see one of these markers. Following this is a block of indecipherable stuff, which is then followed by some details you can use. In our sample store at buystuff.com, we added a Google Analytics event to the Add to Cart button so that we could see when someone added an item to the cart. If you'll visit my column on Marketing Land, you'll see the debug output that verifies the event is being called. In this example, you can see that the hit type is event, the event name is click, the event type is add to cart, and the event label is unexpected formulas poster, which is the product that was added to the cart. If these events are showing up in the debugger, then you can reasonably be sure that they are making it to Google Analytics. Even information on custom variables can be found in the track page view record. Here's one more example. In my last column, using a Google Tag Manager listener to get your real bounce rate, I showed you how to use a timer listener in Google Tag Manager and send Google Analytics an event if a visitor remains on the page for 15 seconds or more. To be sure this event is firing on your site, these tools would provide the confidence you need. Number one, turn on Google Analytics Debugger. Number two, open the JavaScript Debugger. Number three, visit a page on your site. Number four, wait 15 seconds, and you're going to be surprised how long that takes. Number five, look for the track event message in the JavaScript console output. In the online version of this column, you'll see an example in which the hit type is event, the event name is visit, and the event type is 15-second visit. Here are just a couple of tips on managing all of the gibberish spewing from your browser at this point. You may be frustrated that your debugging output disappears when you click on something that takes you to a new page. This can be fixed. Simply click inside the JavaScript console window to reveal a pop-up menu. By clicking the Preserve Log Upon Navigation, you can prevent your debug information from disappearing as you surf the site. However, this is going to fill your JavaScript console with deblather, which is debugging blather. At times, you'll want to just clear it all out. You can do that by clicking the Clear Console item from this same right-click menu. Finally, we can talk about the data you get from Google Tag Manager, because the debugger also gives you feedback on your Google Tag Manager implementations. Here's a snippet showing that Google Tag Manager is executing the 15-second timer event on our blog. And if you go and visit the site online, you'll see that the event action is 15 seconds, the event category is visit, the event label is pages, and again, the hit type is event. It's just rendered a bit differently. Even if you're not doing the analytics implementation yourself, you now have the tools to ensure that the data you are getting from your website is accurate. Good data means good decisions. So what are your favorite debugging tools and tricks? Come visit us on marketingland.com and let us know in the comments. Otherwise, I appreciate you listening. This is Brian Massey, the Conversion Scientist. If you need someone to look at your website and show you how to make more money, generate more leads and more subscribers from the traffic you're getting already, visit us at Conversion Sciences, www.conversionsciences.com.